WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where about 1,200 people on both sides have now died since Hamas fighters staged a surprise incursion into Israel Saturday morning using explosives, paragliders, motorcycles, and boats. We've just learned at least 9 Americans are among the dead, and others are unaccounted for. More than 100 people have been taken back to Gaza as hostages. Deputy U.S. National Security Advisor John Finer tells CBS Mornings.
I expect the situation of the hostages to take on increasing focus over the course of the coming days. And we, of course, will be laser focused on confirmation of any Americans among that group.
Some were driven off from a music festival in southern Israel. Israel says it is cutting off electricity and water to Gaza and suspending shipments of food and fuel. And attacks continue. Correspondent Holly Williams reports.
Here in Sderot, we're around 2 miles from the border with the Gaza Strip, and we're currently just outside a bomb shelter. We've been hearing incoming rocket fire, forcing our team to scramble for cover not long ago. We've also been hearing the almost constant thud of what sounds like Israeli airstrikes.
Reporter Linda Gradstein is in Jerusalem.
Palestinian health officials said at least 500 Palestinians, including dozens of women and children, and even 4 of the Israeli hostages were killed in the bombardment, although that could not be confirmed.
I'm Cammie McCormick. Many airlines are refusing to fly to Israel. The FAA has urged U.S. airlines to use extreme caution. United, American, and Delta have all suspended flights to Tel Aviv. Many cruise ships heading to Israel have been diverted to Cyprus.
Flights to and from Hamburg Airport were suspended for an hour and a half this morning after German officials say they received a threat to a plane from Iran. That flight has landed without apparent incident. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Iran helped Hamas plan its assault on Israel. Here in the U.S., more than 4,000 union workers walked out at Mack truck plants in Pennsylvania, Florida, and Maryland after rejecting a proposed 5-year contract. CBS's Matt Piper.
They'll be joining striking UAW members at the so-called Big Three, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, which launched a targeted action on September 15th after failing to reach a new deal.
Call her unstoppable. Simone Biles won 2 more medals on the final day of the Gymnastics World Championships for a record 37 overall.
It's a lot coming in and day out and competing, but I'm proud of the work that I put in, and I am ready to go home and relax.
She led the U.S. women to a record 7th straight victory in a team event. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Bring smiles to
your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Newly elected Wisconsin State Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has declined to recuse herself from a case that seeks to challenge the Republican-drawn legislative maps. Justice Protasiewicz is currently facing the threat of impeachment from State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, a threat that was levied before she even heard a single case. The court agreed to hear one of the 2 redistricting challenges and dismissed the other, deciding 4-3 along party lines. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers last week reiterated his vow to veto any anti-transgender law that the Republican-controlled state legislature passes. The promise comes as legislators held hearings on anti-trans bills last week, one of which seeks to ban gender-affirming care for trans youth, and 2 that would bar trans girls from competing in girls' school sports. Democratic lawmakers criticized the bills, citing support for gender-affirming care for trans minors by various medical organizations. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no 2 people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase.
With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to RealDealOnFentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
John Lennon, going back 50 years or so. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 9 minutes after 9 o'clock right now, celebrating John Lennon's birthday today. Outside right now, it is 44 degrees in La Crosse and 36 degrees in Hayward. We've been discussing a number of topics today. If you have a comment on anything we're discussing, feel free to call in 715-388-7155. And One of the things we're dealing with right now is the fact that the Republicans cannot get their stuff together enough to even make Congress work. They obviously don't have a Speaker of the House right now. That could change later this week, but with the Republicans, you never know what's going to happen. And the fact that we don't have a Speaker right now is causing problems already. Nothing is happening in Congress. And some critics may say, well, nothing good ever happens in Congress. But Congress gets stuff done normally, and their job is to pass laws. But none of that is getting done right now because they don't have a Speaker of the House. I came across an interesting story in the Wisconsin Examiner by Ashley Murray, posted this morning, about the effects of not having a Speaker of the House. The headline says, Farm Bill Stalled Amid United States House Speaker Battle, Delay of Spending Bills. This piece with a Dateline Washington says, as Congress faces another pressing deadline to fund the government, and the United States House grinds to a halt without a speaker, the reauthorization of the nation's agriculture and hunger programs has taken a back seat. But lawmakers tasked with shepherding the new version maintain their progress is, quote, in good shape. The previous farm bill expired on September 30th, and its renewal, a process that occurs every 5 years, remains in the drafting stage, said Senator John Bozeman, the Arkansas Republican lawmaker and ranking member of the Senate Committee on Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry. Quote, I know myself and Senator Stabenow, our teams are working together to try and get ideas in the text, and so we're moving forward, Bozeman told reporters on Wednesday. Stabenow of Michigan chairs the committee. Quote, it's been difficult because the appropriations process has kind of sucked all the wind out. But we're in good shape. We don't need an extension until the first of the year. If we do need an extension, I think we'll be looking in the November timeframe as we do the CR, or continuing resolution. The CR is the funding compromise Congress struck last weekend, just hours before a partial government shutdown. The temporary spending measure expires on November 17th. The farm bill and long-term government funding are completely different processes, but Republican House majority infighting over appropriations has stalled other priorities. And with the ouster of former House Speaker and California Republican Kevin McCarthy by a handful of far-right party members and all House Democrats, the lower chamber is frozen. Quote, as with every farm bill, there are forces and circumstances out of our control. What is always a complicated process has become a little more complicated, but our work continues to produce an effective farm bill. Pennsylvania Republican Representative Glenn Thompson, who chairs the House Committee on Agriculture, said in an emailed statement, Thompson and fellow lawmakers have spent thousands of hours over the past 2 years collecting feedback from constituents on what they want to see in the multi-year bill that is forecast to cost $1.5 trillion. But some constituents say, despite reassurance that the farm bill is progressing, they remain concerned about its delay, as well as funding for several of its programs, including the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as food stamps. As a mandatory program, SNAP will continue as long as Congress approves either temporary or long-term government funding. Quote, the delay in considering important legislation, such as agriculture appropriations and the farm bill, creates a great deal of uncertainty for farmers and ranchers. The 2018 farm bill already expired. Sam Kiefer, the American Farm Bureau Federation's vice president of public policy, said in a statement, quote, all families, including those in rural America, face rising interest rates, high inflation, and turbulence in the marketplace. The Farm Bill provides certainty to those who grow this nation's food, fuel, and fiber, and is crucial to ensuring a safe and affordable food supply. Congress has always come through on a Farm Bill, and they must do it again. Every family in America is counting on it. The 2018 Farm Bill was not signed into law until December 20th of that year. The expansive agricultural and food policy bill covers farmer safety net programs, conservation and sustainability incentives, international trade, rural area development, and food and nutrition programs for low-income learners, the last of which by far accounts for the largest portion of the bill. The legislation is one of Congress's omnibus packages, meaning it's made up of numerous provisions from many lawmakers. So let's hope that something happens in the House of Representatives, sometime soon. From my understanding, Republicans are meeting today and talking about the vacancy in the speaker position. And I guess tomorrow they're going to be talking about who could take over that position. And then my understanding is on Wednesday, they are going to hold what you might call mock votes before they have an actual vote on the House floor, trying to figure out if things are going to go smoothly. But if they don't go smoothly and Republicans can't come together on who should be speaker, what could happen? Well, there's always that possibility that Republicans could work with Democrats to put in kind of a joint speakership and giving the Democrats more control, or I should say more power in the House. But I think that's just a slight possibility. Who knows what the Republicans will come up with in the next 48 hours. But if you want to find out, just stay tuned to your local civic media radio station. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to LA. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs in the low 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 37. Some frost possible. Partly sunny and 55 on Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high around 57. Thursday, some rain with a high around 55. It will be windy.
It's 39 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Jackson Browne,
Which side are you on? Jackson celebrating his 75th birthday today. Happy birthday, Jackson Brown. 9:25 right now on this Monday morning. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. We've got 44 degrees in Richland Center right now, 39 degrees in Amory. And, excuse me, the next thing I want to get to is, well, you know about what happened in Israel over the weekend, right? The attack on Israel and now the attack by Israel on Gaza. And over 1,200 people dead so far, at least. That number obviously going to rise quite a bit before it's all said and done. And the United States, of course, wants to run to the aid of Israel. But there's one thing stopping it. There's one thing standing in the way. Tommy Tuberville, Senator, United States Senator. I have a story here from Ross Story with a headline that says, there's not a chief of naval operations to help Israel due to Tommy Tuberville's protest. And that is according to a retired commander. This piece was posted late yesterday at Ross Story. It says here that the United States is sending a carrier strike group closer to Israel and will begin supplying munitions. And unfortunately, though, there's a problem with what we can do because we don't have a leader of the Navy at this time. I had a story about what's going on. There's not a chief of naval operations to help Israel. It says the United States reported that a carrier strike group is being sent closer to Israel in solidarity with the country. They'll be supplying ammunition, according to the president's office. But at the same time, however, the United States is missing a naval operations commander, which is part of Senator Tommy Tuberville's protest. Tuberville, Republican from Alabama. Retired U.S. Navy Commander Phil Ayer posted on the social media site previously known as Twitter that the problem comes at a time when Israel is under attack and Republican infighting led to the Speaker of the House being removed. There are 300 military promotions being held up by Tuberville, but there are also empty positions that can't be filled due to Tuberville. Among them is the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Quote, if the Biden administration wants their nominees confirmed, then Senate Democrats can do what Coach just did in September and file a cloture petition to force a vote, said Tuberville spokesperson Steve Stafford in a statement. The term coach refers to Tuberville's previous life in sports. Indeed, Senator Chuck Schumer could hold an individual vote for each of the promotions and staff positions, but it would require a 60-person majority to break Tuberville's filibuster. 9:28, got to take a break. You're tuned in to your local Civic Media radio station.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Israel's defense minister has ordered a complete siege on the Gaza Strip over Hamas weekend incursion that has killed about 1,200 people on both sides. The U.S. says at least 9 Americans are among them. Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer tells CBS Mornings.
Just given the sheer numbers involved, we do expect that there may well be Americans who have been caught up in the hostage taking as well.
CBS's Holly Williams is in the southern Israeli city of Sderot.
Israel's military says it's retaken taken control of areas close to Gaza from where Hamas launched this surprise attack. But also Israel admits that individual militants are still operating on its territory.
4,000 unionized Mack truck workers joined strikes against Detroit's Big Three this morning after rejecting a new contract offer. CBS's Matt Piper.
The union president says 73% of workers voted against the deal, which included a 19% pay raise.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin will hold two hearings today for We Energy's 2024 rate proposals. While residents who use natural gas may see a decrease in their monthly utility bill thanks to lower natural gas prices, an increase in fuel prices could have other residents receiving slightly higher bills. Utility companies in Wisconsin are proposing a 1.6% increase in base rates for electricity bills. Utilities officials also claim a rate increase now could save residents up to $2 billion over the next 20 years. A rural minority community in Alabama may be paying the price as Wisconsin looks to expel PFAS from the state. According to a Wisconsin Watch report, the state is trucking nearly 40,000 gallons of the forever chemicals to Amell, Alabama, which is home to the country's largest hazardous waste landfills. The federal government has flagged the area, which will now hold the forever chemicals from Wisconsin, as vulnerable to environmental injustice. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
.5, The Tap.
Rain on me.
from The Who. 9:37, welcome back to The Stu Daniels Show. Love Rain or Me from The Who, featuring bass player John Entwistle, who was born on this date, October 9th in 1940. Happy birthday, John Entwistle. Passed away some years ago. I think it was like 2002 when he passed away. The night before a tour. Yeah, the night before a Who tour. Hey, welcome back to the show. We've got 37 degrees in Hayward right now and 41 degrees in Eau Claire. And as we were discussing before the break, and as you well know, Israel was attacked over the weekend by Hamas. And I don't want to get too deep into what's going on, but I would like to give you an update before we get on to some Bob Dylan news, by the way. And I have a story here from HuffPost that'll give us a little bit of an update as to what's going on in Israel. The headline says, Israel declares war, bombards Gaza, and battles to dislodge Hamas fighters. Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant has ordered a complete siege on Gaza, saying authorities would cut electricity and block the entry of food and fuel. Now, if you know anything about Gaza, you know it's a very small strip of land that is heavily, heavily populated, 2.3 million people on a little tiny strip of land. Now Israel's going to cut off their food, cut off their fuel, cut off their supplies. What's that going to be like for those people living in that area, for the women, the children, the men? I'll give you a little bit of the story before we move on. Dateline Jerusalem, this is from the Associated Press. Israel's military ordered a complete siege on the Gaza Strip on Monday, halting entry of food, fuel, and supplies to its 2.3 million people as it pounded the Hamas-ruled territory with waves of airstrikes in retaliation for the militants' bloody weekend incursion. More than 2 days after Hamas launched its surprise attack from Gaza, the Israeli military said it had largely gained control in its southern towns where it had been battling Hamas gunmen. Israel's vaunted military and intelligence apparatus was caught completely off guard by Hamas, resulting in heavy battles in its streets for the first time in decades. Tanks and drones were deployed to guard breaches in the border fence to prevent new incursions. Thousands of Israelis were evacuated from more than a dozen towns near Gaza, and the military summoned 300,000 reservists, a massive mobilization in a short time. Those moves, along with Israel's former declaration of war on Sunday, pointed to Israel increasingly shifting to the offensive against Hamas, threatening greater destruction in the densely populated, impoverished Gaza Strip. On Sunday, strikes leveled much of the Gaza town of Beit Hanun, which Israel said Hamas was using as a staging ground. On Monday, the Israeli military blared messages to residents to evacuate Rimal, a residential and commercial district of central Gaza City where offices of the Associated Press and other international media are located, a signal that heavy strikes were to come. A major question remains whether it will launch a ground assault into the tiny Mediterranean coastal territory, a move that in the past has brought intensified casualties. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to destroy the military and governing capabilities of the militant group. So as I mentioned, over 1,200 people dead so far. I think over 700 Israelis, over 500 Palestinians. So it doesn't look good there. It doesn't look like things are going to end anytime soon. Israel is going to want maximum revenge. Let's move on. Should we move on to something that doesn't have to do with war and politics? That's where I'm leaning right now.
This piece was just posted today, and it's about Bob Dylan. This is from Fox Business. Yep, I'm going to go to Fox Business for a piece about a new Bob Dylan bourbon and a definitive 608-page biography slated for joint October release. And there have been some biographies of Bob Dylan over the years, but evidently this is the definitive Bob Dylan biography. And the subheadline says, Homesick Blues Minnesota Wheated Bourbon Whiskey and Bob Dylan Mixing Up the Medicine both tell a story of Dylan's life. Bob Dylan is mixing up the medicine again with an epic new definitive 608-page biography and a new spirit devoted to his North Country heritage. Homesick Blues Minnesota Wheated Bourbon Whiskey will be released on October 24th by Heaven's Door Distillery, founded in 2018 by the celebrated performer poet in collaboration with Spirits Investment Partnership, also known as SIP. Spirits Investment Partnership. Here's a quote from the chief operating officer. And they say, Bob Dylan is a part of every single bottle we produce, but this one is truly close to home, SIP chief operating officer Alex Moore told Fox News Digital. The grains were grown 150 miles from where Dylan grew up. The ethos that goes into every Heaven's Door bottle comes from him. He helped design the labels on the bottles. He's a part of the entire production process. The true bourbon, Moore said, is made from a mash of 70% corn and 30% Minnesota-grown wheat. Its late October release coincides with the pending debut of an official biography called Bob Dylan Mixing Up the Medicine, written and edited by Mark Davidson and Parker Fischel. The hefty tome features over 1,100 images and contributions by Dylan fan luminaire, including former Secretary of the Treasury Robert Rubin, Sonic Youth co-founder Lee Rinaldo, and historian Douglas Brinkley. Quote, spanning the life and career of the Nobel Prize winning musician, artist, and writer, this magnum opus provides unprecedented access to the hidden treasures found within the Bob Dylan archive, said biographer Davidson. This extraordinary book contains unprecedented insights into Dylan's creative evolution. End quote. Davidson also serves as senior director of archives and exhibitions at the Bob Dylan Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Both the whiskey and the biography derive their names from Dylan's influential 1965 folk rock classic, Subterranean Homesick Blues. And here's a quote from that song. Johnny's in the basement, mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement, thinking about the government. Dylan spits out in the machine gun style in the oft-imitated tune. Written in the stream of consciousness pattern, Dylan tried to combine all his thoughts with everything that was happening in the mid-1960s world within the three-minute song, British outlet Far Out Magazine wrote in a 2021 retrospect of the musical impact of the release. And by the way, I was trying to motion to my producer, Sam, that we could play that song on the way out of the segment, the Subterranean Homesick Blues. So you'll get to hear a little bit of it as we wrap up this segment. Let me give you a little bit more from the story. The song's title, Subterranean Homesick Blues, was borrowed from Kerouac's semi-fictional 1958 novel, The Subterraneans. The effort has gone on to become an anthem of the decade. John Lennon admired the song to the point of being jealous of it, thinking that he could never compete with such powerful stuff. By the way, the Homesick Blues Wheated Bourbon Whiskey is available now for pre-order individually, or you can buy it with a copy of the book. So, Bob Dylan, new whiskey coming out, and a new book, too, an authorized biography. 9:47, let's take a break. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
John is in a basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on a pavement thinking about the government. The man in a trench coat badge out laid off says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Look out, kid, it's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway looking for a new friend. The man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knotel, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs in the low 50s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows around 37. Some frost possible. Partly sunny and 55 on Tuesday. For Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high around 57. Thursday, some rain with a high around 55. It will be windy.
Currently, 42 degrees.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Someday you'll join us.
Yeah, it's music from John Lennon, who would have been 83 years old today, born on this date in 1940. But, you know, he's been gone since 1980. But obviously his music lives on, and many of his quotes live on. I came across a piece. Actually, I found it at Yahoo Sport, but it's originally from Liverpool World, okay, which I imagine is from Liverpool, UK. And it's a piece about the life and times of John Lennon with 15 quotes from the late Beatles star. This piece was posted this morning by Emma Dukes. One of the quotes, the first one says, "I'm not going to change the way I look or the way I feel to conform to anything. I've always been a freak. So I've been a freak all my life, and I have to live with that, you know? I'm one of those people." And the text of the piece says, "On Monday, October 9th, 2023, John Lennon would have celebrated his 83rd birthday. However, the Beatles star only made it to 40 years old. A talented singer and founding member of the Beatles, Lennon was a quirky character known for his peace activism and inspirational words. His musical contribution to the world was enormous, and he changed the course of popular music and culture. His lyrics of love, peace, and togetherness remain a legacy to this day, continuing to inspire 43 years after his death." Here's another quote. It says, "Everybody loves you when you're 6 foot in the ground." The piece goes on and says, "Lennon's life may have been short, but his message lives on, with many of his words and witticisms still being quoted today." So here are some of those. Lennon said, "What we've got to do is keep hope alive, because without it, we'll sink." Lennon also said, "Everything will be okay in the end. If it's not okay, it's not the end." Lennon also said, "As usual, there is a great woman behind every idiot," referring to Yoko Ono in his case. Lennon said, "Everything is clearer when you're in love." He also said, "Time you enjoy wasting was not wasted." John Lennon said, "You don't need anybody to tell you who you are or what you are. You are what you are." John Lennon said, "If someone thinks that love and peace is a cliche that must have been left behind in the 60s, that's his problem. Love and peace are eternal." John Lennon said, "A dream you dream alone is only a dream. A dream you dream together is reality." John Lennon said, "We all have Hitler in us, but we also have love and peace. So why not give peace a chance for once?" John Lennon said, "Being honest may not get you a lot of friends, but it'll always get you the right ones." John Lennon also said, "Before Elvis, there was nothing." John Lennon also said, "Art is only a way of expressing pain." And he also said, "You either get tired fighting for peace or you die." It's the words of John Lennon on what would have been his 83rd birthday. And that wraps up this show for today. I hope you learned something. I hope you have a great day and do something nice for someone today. I'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. This is where I belong.
Moscow's Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
It's the Wild West of how students are using generative AI.
As educators, there's sort of six responses that we can have to these new tools. We could ignore it. Mm-hmm. We could ban it. We can try and outfox it. We can teach about it. We can actually teach it, or we can teach with it. I think the most exciting one, of course, is to teach with it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.